Hello, everybody. I'm your host, Eric Bird, here at StopStrugglingNow.com. And another Dominican Republic tourist record for 2024, the month of February. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. All going to plan. If you're an investor, if you're a business owner, if you're a person that's in the tourism industry, you need to pay attention to what's going on in the Dominican Republic. They broke records all last year. They're going to break records all this year. Why? If you've been paying attention, more airlines, more cruises, more of everything is coming for the tourism industry and the number one wellness country in the world, Dominican Republic. Let's talk, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome. Stop struggling now, gear. Check. And please like, subscribe, and click the bell below so you get the latest updates. Now, let's get to it. Right, welcome back once again to the SSN Nation, and please share the videos. You never know who's out here missing the boat. No credit check, no qualifying, no barriers to entry for real estate investing. No qualifying, no credit needed, no barriers to entry to start your own LLC SRL. No qualifying, no barriers to entry to open up your own bank account in the Dominican Republic. Once again, you can do business. When there's a lot of tourists, you don't have to pay for the cost of acquisition, but you do have to pay by learning. You do have to pay by understanding what we're talking about here. And once again, the Caribbean Journal is kind enough to report the 661,000 visitors this month. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Travel to the Dominican Republic is growing at a record-setting pace. I will have this down below in the description box. Now, 10 years ago, that's right, the officials announced a bold plan. The country wanted to achieve 10 million annual visitors by the year 2023. And guess what? When you add visitors by air plus cruise passengers, they got their 10 million. We knew it's going to happen. They've added two more cruise terminals with a third to come. So that means that's just going to grow. They haven't added another airport terminal yet. They should be adding an additional one, which now would mean more air travel. But in the meantime, they've been traveling around the world. More people from South America, Central America, and Europe are coming to the Dominican Republic. Now, it was an ambitious goal, but as you can see, that's underlined. The Dominican Republic set another record in February, reporting more than 661,000 stayover visitors arrivals. Look at this. This is exciting. The best February in the history of the Dominican Republic, according to Tourism Minister David Collado. That's what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen. Are you in? Are you going to enjoy this ride? Because what happens once they start building this up and all these tourists keep coming? That means you will be able to charge a little bit more every year because no other places will be there to stay. Look at this. This number, 661,000, that represented a 17% improvement over last February. Now, this is exciting because last February was also all-time record. So to go from an all-time record in 1 year to cover that by an all-time record the following year is awesome. And a 9% increase compared to February 2019. Great. Now, here's what's so special for everybody that wants to do short-term rentals. Hold on. Short-term rentals are going to be taxed eventually. You got that right. You're going to have to pay revenue to the government. It's only right. They've done their job by bringing in tourists. Now you are going to be taxed on it. It's only fair. They spent all this manpower all these years so you can have a 10, 11, 12 million visitors coming so you'll be able to rent out your place. It's only fair. Hotel occupancy numbers are also sizzling. Look at this. 82% in the month of February. This is incredible. While more than 5,070 commercial flights arrived at Dominican Airport, so where are these travelers going? As an investor, as a business owner, as somebody that's into the tourism play, whether it's wellness, whether it's health, whether it's excursions, you need to pay attention on where people are going. Everybody who's new here, you may not know that Punta Cana is the number one destination, but let's see what the numbers. Just over two-thirds, that's over 66%, ladies and gentlemen, is two-thirds. When they say a little over, I wish they would have put in the percentage. So we don't know what it actually is, but we know it's 66% or more of all visitors by air are coming into Punta Cana, Bávaro, and they're including Bahibe. So that makes it very, very interesting. But 66%, I'm sure, and then Bávaro and Punta Cana the same. Bahibe, that traditionally is over with La Romana, so you're talking about somewhere 4 or 5% during this time of year. So let's see. About 8% were in Santo Domingo. Again, a lot of people think, because that's, I think it's the largest city, and they would think a lot more people would go there, but let's get real. That's a city. A city means that's a business, that's shopping, that's where people live, that's where it's kind of dense. Punta Cana was never really developed, so you can build it specifically like a travel and tourism epicenter, and that is the problem with Santo Domingo in my point of view. What's going to happen, though, is when they put that train between Punta Cana and Santo Domingo, and you can get there an hour and a half in either direction, that will change the whole landscape of the eastern side, and that's going to help La Romana, and that's going to actually also help Santo Domingo. So the point I'm trying to make is, though, 66% of all air traffic lands at Punta Cana Airport, regardless of whatever else happens. 8% land at Puerto Plata, for everybody on podcasts, and 4% in La Romana. 3% in Samana. Now, Samana all of a sudden started getting on the map, and 2% at Santiago. Santiago has less traffic by air than Samana, which is quite surprising, but there's an airport over by Samana. That's only going to get better. They're starting to build over there. So that means between La Romana, Samana, and Puerto Plata, Cabarete, those airports are going to start getting more tourists, but so is Punta Cana. So they may keep about the same percentage. Now, New York continues to send more travelers to the Dominican Republic than any source market. And the country's success is not just on land. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. It could be by sea as well. Another record breaker for that. February also saw the highest number of cruise passengers of any February in Dominican Republic's history. All you who like cruises, well, guess what? Another record. And they're going to break records next year because they have two new terminals and they have more ships coming over the next 12 months. So next year, they're going to break records again. Are you guys getting the trend? Also, tripling the cruise arrival numbers from February 2022, Collada said. That's right. A decade ago, 10 million visitors seemed a dream. Now, 10 years later, it seems only a year or two away, particularly as the country develops new tourism destinations like Michi's and more recently Pedernales, which is where another cruise terminal is. The only question is if this growth will ever slow down. It will not slow down as long as they keep building cruise terminals. Airlines are committing. They just got their air agreement, which that should lower the airfares to the DR. So as soon as they build that airport somewhere around Michi's or north of Michi's, or shall I say west of Michi's, that would be awesome. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's it for now. That's all you needed to know, because another record, and where are my investors at? Raise the roof, ladies and gentlemen. This is awfully exciting. It's beautiful to see. I love it when a plan comes together. And with all that said, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And please like, subscribe, and click the bell below so you get the latest updates. And I know it's hard out here, but nobody's stopping you from creating the wealth that you deserve, that financial freedom, because when somebody says no credit check, no qualifying, no barriers to entry, and we will do in-house financing if you buy from us, all of that is on the table in the Dominican Republic when you buy real estate, and the real estate for all you Americans, it's deeded to you, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. It's not in a trust like in Mexico. It's deeded like in America. So all I can tell you is come along for the ride. And with all that said, keep your head up, keep moving, and I'm out.